Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I am excited about our Christian Television Network audience today and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and around the world. Isn't it amazing how God is? I mean, joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been really studying India and all the class realities there and different classes and society. Man, that would be totally amazing here. And people say there's class warfare. You haven't been to India yet. There's definitely class warfare.
You're not an untouchable, so yeah.
But, you know, just seeing how desperate so many Indian people are to find God.
Yeah.
And you can understand why Buddhism came in, because prior to that, the religion was class. So in Buddhism, they defaulted from, you know, Hinduism and all that into the class stuff, where everybody all of a sudden now was, you just lose yourself. Mm-hmm. And if your whole life was classed into a, you know, you're never going to be anything, you have to die and be resurrected as something else. It's like, hey, you know, this Buddha dude, you know, like, and you're starting to say, my God was just giving me a compassion for India, you know, that they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. They're hungry for God. And there's many Christians in India. And, but just a compassion. We're so blessed in America.
We are.
And the fact that we can talk to you and encourage you on VFN TV and the daily radio program is just, that's so exciting to us. For all of our listeners that are connected with us in India, our hearts, God's just given us a heart for you. And it's exciting to see how technology, that a lot of it began in India. Sanskrit, by the way. Sanskrit was the original name of some of the data disks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's a language out of India.
Wow.
It's amazing. And how it actually formed, too, whereas where they came from out of Africa, where they migrated over the Arab Arabia and came back down into India. And just the ebbs and flows of such a long society. It's been around for so long.
Wow.
But, you know, India needs Jesus.
Yes.
You know, needs Jesus.
Population of 1 billion people. Let me tell you, God has a plan for them, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the study, you know, that I'm going through, just to get an understanding of the people in India, is they're on their way to being a world power. You know, they're world economic influence now, but when they grab a hold of it, and you know, how can they do that, migrating out of all these different religions and it's going on, it's pretty interesting. But we just want to thank you for all of our listeners in India. We love you. God's just given us a heart for you, and we want to encourage you. And as others come in to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we want to encourage them too. It's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news, you know.
That's right.
Well, we're going to be talking about today the RFDI chip.
Hmm.
We talked about this a couple times, you know, but it's so prominent now. Think about convenience and, you know, comfort and convenience, two of the biggest idols probably in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so convenient, right?
Yeah.
And it makes my life so much easier. You know, something still has to be planted in the soil, and something still has to come out that you
Hello.
Eat. Something still has to be herded and
that's right.
type of thing. And unless they can actually print food.
Hey.
You know, they're talking about printing food.
3D food.
3D
food, I think
food,
this
right?
is an apple. I think
right.
we'll bite into it.
Can you imagine Pat's protein log being printed?
Disgusting.
They don't even know what it is. What mean is that?
Oh, we know what it looks like, but...
Okay, so all I know is Donna said, I can't believe you put this in the refrigerator.
Hey, that stuff's good. What are you talking about?
Amazing. Totally amazing. Well, this RFDI chip, we're going to be having a segment on that now, because they have these little armbands now that you can put on and put all your credit information on it. And it's just basically it's you on a chip.
Right.
You ever heard the old saying, like, I need a chip? Now, it's totally different now, right? And in that, they, if you walk into a store, you're going to be able just to pass within inches of a particular reader, and it'll read everything in your buggy, and everything. You still got to have a buggy, I guess. And it'll read your chip, and it'll automatically charge your account. Mm. I guess unless you're broke, and then like a red light will go off. Woof, woof, woof. You can't afford these Cheerios. Put them Cheerios back.
Potential thief.
This
potential
is your third half-gallon of ice cream. Listen, we've checked with Obamacare, and they said you have got to cut back on sugars right
put
now.
Put that back.
And them hot wings and pizza on Friday, that is the issue. Oh, wait, have a manifestation in the studio.
Watch
out
now.
Watch them, Jesus. Think about it. I mean, they're going to track everything. Mm-hmm. You can't buy or sell. We're going to be talking about that, right? Mm-hmm. You can't buy or sell. It's like, I've been trying to gain weight. I can't gain weight. We're going to be like a teenager trying to put on muscle mass. It's like, I'm trying, man. These Cheerios just ain't doing it. But can you imagine? It's going to say, it's probably going to say, listen, we spoke to the Affordable Health Care Act. And based on, you know, your last, because when you were standing there checking out, it also read your weight because there's a scale underneath it. Isn't that something? Can you imagine that? It's about controlling. Lucifer's looking, you know, man tries to do, control men for power. Men still want to rule the world. We talked about that. But shockingly, it's like,
yeah, why?
Hello.
Why do you want to control? What's the big deal? Say it's got all you. Anyway, so the and this is the way to do it through technology. People say, well, the internet's going to go down. Well, it'll be down for a little bit, but believe me, it's going to come back up because this is how they're going to, you know, control all these chips and things. And so, and we're speculating based on, you know, some of the things that are happening, but also what God has said, and we want to tell you prophetically what God has said about this. And Revelations, John's looking up that scripture right now, Matthew 12, I believe it is, Revelations 12, that understanding that, you know, here we are. Mm-hmm. Here we are. And we're going to be talking about that, but also we're going to talk about the three dragons that's being said that was over America as we speak, these three cloud formations that the weather people are saying, this looks like three dragons. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because in conjunction with this mark thing, the RDF chip or whatever it's called, with the mark of the beast, it says, it's like, happy birthday to you.
That's not right.
It's mine. It's mine. Famous quote. It's mine. And so that this is what it says in Revelations chapter 12, I believe it is. He says, the beast will come from the earth. The dragon will come from the earth. And so you're looking at three dragons over America. They're calling them three dragons. Mm-hmm. They're cloud formations. We'll have them for you. We'll actually show them to you. We'll be able to see them moving. Not now, but we'll be able to show them to you. At the same time, we have, you know, people that are creating. And this is it boils down to this. Just to make it real easy for you. Do you love God or do you love money? I mean, this is what people are doing. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, but this is my business. And I need to sell these IDF chips, whatever they're called. I need to be able to sell clone or chrome. What do you call those things behind the air? Drones.
Drones.
Clone drones.
You know, and, RFID.
You know, I need to be able to make a living. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to take your house because I got to make more money. I mean, it's all about money. Mm-hmm. You know, is money your God? If money's not your God, then you're not going to be easily bought into these things, and you won't take your company in this direction. But you can't buy or sell. And if you can't fast, this is going to freak you out because, you know, you can, believe it or not, you can fast for a long period of time with just water.
Yep.
And it'll give you time to abide to say, you know, Lord, what do I do? And you never know. God may just provide you food by a raven. He may, you know, just send somebody to you. He may, no telling. It could be Pharaoh could just give you stuff, you know. But in the context of that, so the way that you manage all this data is with computers, obviously, mm-hmm. and you manage people by controlling what they're buying and selling, PayPal and
food.
Well, you know, the different technologies,
Amazon,
you know, bitcoins
like that.
And just digital. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you know, that we have a few of our close people to us that work in banks, and it's not, there's no cash there. It's only just zeros and ones, yeah. right?
That's it.
Which means if somebody brings a magnet into that bank, you're broke. It's going to just zero their computers out.
Yeah, we had
a crash. I'm sorry. Oops.
Yeah. We lost it.
But wisdom is print. Print. Make sure you print.
Yeah, print.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.